like I'm giving it noogie.
He said, oh my god. Oh my goodness gracious. Brother. What the fuck?
Something fell behind you. I don't know if it's spider web or... It's on the plastic right there. See that thing?
I'm scared.
It's still on there, but you're taking the plastic, ain't you?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
This man moved to the whole other side of the room.
Fuck yeah,
I think it was a piece of that insulation. Installation. Yes, sir.
Room tune spooking tune. You feel me?
Huh?
What, kid?
What, kid?
Hey, did you watch any of that Olympics?
No, I don't watch Olympics.
Bruh, let me tell you something. I watched the goddamn USA, goddamn Serbia the other day, right? That long.
Huh?
All right, you want to put one in them?
The fuck would you say?
Mm-hmm. That long leg motherfucker, Kevin Durant? That motherfucker, boy, I tell you what. That motherfucker, he ain't missed until they took him out. They took him out for about a whole quarter almost. I said, what the hell you doing, boy? Put that boy back in there.
They won't beat him up too bad.
Bait him up. What in the hell do that for? Bait him up, hey? How the hell you gonna beat him up for playing basketball?
Yeah, they didn't want to, like, score 90 and they get, like, 30.
No, it was a close game. To that lanky motherfucker. Motherfucker about lanky like that mother goddamn bottle right there, but that motherfucker, that snowman behind you. That's what it looked like. Goddamn Kevin Durant. That's him right there. Right there, motherfucker.
Tall snowman. Skinny snowman.
I tell you what. You got goddamn spider web connected to your chair. You got a spider web connected to your chair, bro. Miniature.
Get on.
Bro, why the fuck on me? No, don't you start that shit now.
Now the spitter's gonna come get me.
You take down my whip.
Sorry, Mr. Spider.
What? What are you sorry, Mike?
The spider come out and was like, did you touch my whip?
Hey, mate, we gotta fuck move it. I get a lot of plastic. We gotta fuck cover this motherfucker. I tell you what.
Yeah, but. You need to put a roof on this place. We can We should mix them up. You want to pour some in?
I mean, you want to.
Okay.
All right. I'll pour it in there. All right. Shake that some bitch up. Shake that some bitch up. Drink that motherfucker. I tell you what, that shit's going to taste good.
Oh, it smells good.
My shit gonna taste good, big dog.
Tastes good, bullshit. Tastes like berry ass. Right, berry ass. Berry ass rush. Riptide berry ass rush. Riptide berry ass. That shit nasty. Be alright. We ain't no pussies here. I'll drink it. Tastes like cough medicine, bro. Not gonna lie. Like warm cough, man. Got the Gatorade, ain't that cold?
Yeah, you got the great Gatorade?
No, this is Riptide Rush. This ain't even great.
What the fuck is Riptide Rush?
Oh, man. No, no.
Is that that black one?
No, it's purple. These had it at the Planet Fitness place. I thought it was great, but it's real dark. I grabbed it out. It said Riptide Rush.
Is that the one that said at Walmart in the middle thing?
No, that's the Midnight. That one's good. I like that one.
I ain't tried it.
Put that in the freezer, I'm telling you. It's good.
Better I like green red. Apple. I love green apple.
Gatorade.
I love green apple Gatorade. Gatorade. Grape.
Grape.
Orange.
Blue. The Glacier Cherry.
Cool white. Blue?
No cool blue.
White. What? You're one of them weirdos.
White or
White rush, white cherry.
Mm-hmm. Or glacier
freeze.
Yeah, no, glacier freeze is blue. I think it's glacier cherry or something.
Oh, the cherry one, the white cherry one.
Yeah, I like that one. That one, the blue or blue glacier freeze, yellow.
We got weird motherfuckers that like that cucumber lime shit.
My friend likes that. My friend Dylan, he likes that. I'm like, I don't know how he drank that. Remember when Axe came out for girls and they had that cucumber? That shit smelled like straight cucumbers.
Axe used to have anything for women, bro, that smelled good. Them perfume, body spray things.
Now that shit gets smelled all the same, a different name now.
Mm-hmm. How you think going with the Heisman this year?
Heisman?
Mm-hmm.
That's to play in college football. Mm. That's a good question.
Give me one of my Buckeyes.
Who would you give it to them? You're either going to be your running back or Ibuka.
I give it to Emeka Ibuka. I mean, in reality, like, I mean, Will Howard or, like, Julian Sain would be the one throwing him the ball, for real. Or Brown. I mean, I don't know who the fuck they're going to start, so.
I think you're going to start at number 18.
Will Howard. But, I mean.
I give it to the running back.
Judkins. We got two good-ass running backs, though.
That's why I don't understand why Henderson stayed.
They both gonna play.
Yeah, they're both gonna play, but
oh no, they're both like I feel like that's a scheme. Like I feel like they're gonna rotate them. Like they're gonna
rotate. You know, you don't think it would be back.
I mean, they'll probably do that some plays, but like I feel like they're gonna rotate them like every like few downs. Like boom,
you get 2-3 downs, boom, you get 2-3 downs, or like when they call for them triple, what the fuck is they can call it, like triple pro, whatever the fuck them is with offense. The two backs. With the two backs and the two receivers.
Mm.
And do some shit like that where they run like a hitch. The backs run a fucking, they run on the flats. The receivers run like a hitch route type shit. I could see him doing some shit like that, but then Henderson more like a power back. That's what they need.
Yeah.
They need to whatever the fuck, how you say that? Exclusive.
Exclusive back.
Exclusive back.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't say speed back.
Yeah, boost back some fast back, some running back, nigga, half back. Where the fuck you get a half back, running back? All right, but fuck it. One of them, the fast motherfuckers. the niggas.
But the fullback has an F.
You hardly see fullbacks, though.
Yeah, but it's a fast back, see?
Yeah, but, like, I'm not understanding that, bro. In the NFL, bro, I seen, like, a couple of teams use fullbacks.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, I think you can.
The rest of them are second string running backs.
Yeah, or tight ends and.
Or tight ends. Like San Fran. They use Trent Williams.
Save money.
Bitch, huge, athletic. Freakishly strong, scary, like the nigga is just. But the Ravens fullback's nice. Remember, like 42, some shit like that?
Yeah.
He nice. And San Fran's fullback, still, Kyle Juszczyk. Yeah, he nice. I really don't know no other fullbacks.
I know, I think the Bears have one. Number 47.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'd rather have, like, imagine Aaron Donald being your fullback.
TJ Watt.
Nah, give me Aaron Donald.
No, out of reality, like, his play, like, every time my defensive, give me Myles Garrett. That man is, like, freakishly strong. I mean, so is Aaron Donald, but, like, Myles Garrett just got the height to him, bro. Like, I don't know. Him at fullback, bro, that'd be scary. You got to think. If you're, let's say you're a Mike linebacker, you feel me? You're sitting there watching the A-gap, you feel me? You're sitting there watching the one hole, you feel me? And he boom, he do that little shifty shit, hit the zero, you feel me? He shoot up behind the center. That's you face-to-face with that nigga, bro. What you about to do? You didn't move to do nothing. You just standing there, like, bouncing. What you about to do? You can't try to plant your feet, bro, because he's already ruined it. He's running about 75% of his speed, bro. He's smacking you.
I'm laying on the ground. I'm dropping dead.
No, like as an actual NFL player, though, what are you really about to do? You're getting folded.
Yeah, I'm going to get folded.
It's like...
I can't move out the way?
Why would you move? That's an easy play. He did his job.
I'm tripping. I'm bleeding.
I don't know. I just feel like out of all them, if I could pick, I'd put Myles Garrett back there. He like what, 6'4"?
I think 6'3", 6'4", yeah.
And like 200 some pounds.
Nah, all time, you know how I'd like to have? Fucking Luke Kuechly.
Ray Lewis.
Or the dude from the Texans. That be.
Oh, the nigga that smacked his helmet again?
Yeah.
Give me Ray. At fullback? You're out of your fucking mind. I poured a little bit too much alcohol in it. That's probably why. But no, yeah, give me Ray Lewis.
Give me. Well, we talking about linebackers then?
I don't care. Just any defensive player. Give me Ray. I mean, fuck it. What are you talking about like that? Should give me Ray or Myles Garrett? Or Vince Wilfork?
Ooh. Name Brian Dawkins.
I'm not no.
Well, him unleashed because you got to think he had to wait to hit you. This man can just run down and hit you.
I'm looking at coach like.
Imagine, bro.
Because I ain't going to hold you. Every play, motherfuckers notice, if you really watch and play football games, if you that middle linebacker, you gotta follow that running back. Oh, Lord.
That's what I mean. He ain't got to stop. He can run straight through you. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not. I'm cool.
He not hit me.
I'm cool. Chill, big dog.
I'm putting my ankle on.
Ankle lock. I'm punching him. Come near me, I'm uppercutting that nigga. It'd probably be worse. Nigga probably really hit my shit then. I don't know, bro. I mean, if I could picture myself in the league at that time, like, I don't. There were so many big, swole, not on roids, but you had some that was on roids, but, like, mm-hmm. You had some that were, like, just mean, like. Like, what's his name? Jack, he played for the Steelers, that defensive tackle.
No, even like a Mingo Green. He was
Mingo Green. I mean,
that nigga. You talking about the 97 white dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was huge. I was just thinking about him, too.
I mean, Night Train Lane. I mean, Ronnie Lott. I mean, shit, there's a lot of motherfuckers that really hit you and, like, really fuck something up in your body type shit. Like, that's the type of shit I don't. I'm cool.
Listen to me, I wouldn't go up through the middle. Nope. No.
It don't even matter. You going up through the middle, nigga. If you're a receiver, them safeties back there, nigga, your life's on their hands. It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm a corner. I'm a.
If their life is chosen in both your hands, you feel me? So when he see you, that's your life.
I'm possession catching. I'm laying down.
Even if you get to catch it. Even if you get to catch it.
Imagine coming down, someone hit your hand and it's breaking.
Fuck that, bro. Just you imagine you turn around from hitting like a fucking post. Like, just say you ran like a 15-yard post, nigga. And you just like broke down and you gotta catch the ball and you like the safety just like cram your shit. Like, your whole rib cage is like folded.
I'm beating him up. I'm waiting.
Hmm? How you gonna beat him up? You're gonna be on the ground.
I'm gonna be like,
your ribcage is gonna be folded. If you don't got one of them flat jackets on, your ribcage gone.
I'm doing a hover around by.
Why can't motherfuckers wear a flat jacket and a back plate? I never understand that.
What's the thing gonna do for you?
The back plate?
Well, I guess the thing don't matter if there's a...
If a flat jacket, it got padding over your sternum, your ribs. Yeah. It's like a padding thing. But a back plate, like, cover your lower back. Like, why can't you have both?
Because how's a flat jacket going to protect your ribs?
Because it's padding.
But doesn't a shirt, like, hold the padding in place?
There's padding in a flat jacket. When you put it on... There's padding, it's the squishy padding, it's like the hex padding.
Yeah, but like when you put it on like your jersey and don't make it tight against you?
No.
Like for so it protects your side?
No, it's only, I mean, it's like a compression shirt, but it only protects so far down. It's only meant to protect your ribcage. That's what I mean.
But like if it doesn't have like shirt keeping it in place, it's just gonna flop everywhere. So what's the point of having it if it's not gonna protect you?
Backplate really don't protect you. It's just for fashion.
Well, I mean, it doesn't let you get a helmet in your spine.
Bullshit?
Well, it's supposed to help a little.
Bullshit? If you're standing that far straight up where someone's helmet hit that backplate, you're not doing your job in football.
I mean, what if I'm like, you know, breaking a tackle and he comes up from behind me?
I mean, that, but that's going to be worse. He's going to hit your ass and your whole fucking ass bone is going to be fucking folded.
You might break your tailbone.
I'll fuck the disc up above my tailbone. Yeah. That's why I had to do that therapy. Yeah. That shit hurt. Can't move my leg. Shit was shaking. Shit still shake when I pick it up so far. Shit weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I only kick a football so far. Like, my foot can only come so far off the ground. Should be shaking.
Bang it, babe.
eat. Nigga, by who?
Government.
No, I get paid already by Walmart.
They get paid by government.
I don't need no disability check.
But hey, look. Like, I seen you. Someone went, you drilled a hole through the floor.
Drilled a hole through their ass. Bro, I'm scared. I don't know what that noise is. Man, my bed right there.
Is that Brittany walking around?
I think. Yep, gotta be. But no. Yeah, I don't know. If you could build a team, you feel me? I mean, like, any team, like, what would you build?
Any sport?
Yeah, any sport team.
I would say, oh no, that'd be too hard.
What?
I was gonna say soccer, but that'd be too.
That's too. That's a lot more focus.
That's a lot of work. I'd say NBA.
How many motherfuckers they got? 5? 10?
12. I think it's 15 that you're allowing active roster.
Alright, so who's your starting 5?
All time or realistically?
Realistically.
Give me the OKC starting five when they had Durant, Harden, Ibaka, and Westbrook.
Westbrook.
Give me that starting five.
And Steve.
Steve Adams, yeah, give me that five.
Give me Golden State 2016, 2017.
I don't think you're beating that team.
They beat him.
Yeah, but I'm talking about all in their prime too now. Like
they beat him.
I'm saying all in their prime. Like
they're getting cooked. They're getting cooked, bro. Bro, all right, we had KD. We had 20.
So KD's 20, playing against KD.
2017, 2018, we had KD. So no, I do the 26 one when we had Curry, Clay, Draymond, Andrew Iguodala and Andrew Bogut.
Okay, you do that one. Why don't you do that one?
They still won a championship.
Yeah. Why don't you go home?
What? Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant,
yeah.
Draymond Green, and JaVale McGee?
Yeah, why don't you do that
one? Or Kevin Looney. Either one I could, but we still beat them.
I don't know. I say prime, they got
you. I build an NFL team for real.
See, NFL owners get judged so much.
I mean, yeah, but like,
that's what I was thinking, like, long term.
Let's see, like, you feel me? If I was in Jerry Jones' situation, say I got all that money, I could build a fantasy team if I really wanted to. Because yeah. I have all that money.
You're about to die in like 2 years.
It don't matter. You can put, like, you can invest your money into, like, certain shit that you know you're going to, you feel me? Just, like, he should have been did this, though. He got hella money, bro. He's damn near, I think he's a billionaire, bro, almost, or he is.
Right.
But, like, let's just say, like, I'm just keep CD where he is. CD's a dog, you feel me? So, I'm going to just keep him where he's at on the team, you feel me? Add, Tyreek, you feel me? And then give me Justin Jefferson. All right, as my quarterback.
Man, can he pick it? Shit. Now you get Spencer Rattler. Days of Mill. That's what you're going to have. You ain't got no money for anybody. They're going to feel bad for you and give you someone to play quarterback.
Nah, stop playing. Yeah, give me, what's your name, bro?
Teams you play for.
Bro, I'm running through names in my head, bro. I'm not. Josh Allen and my QB. My backup, give me Geno Smith. And my running backs, give me Jahmyr Gibbs. And then give me Aaron Jones. I got to throw a third one in there. I got three backs. So I got to throw a third one. Give me fuck it, give me Montgomery. He nice, too. My offensive line, you feel me? I'm just go with a team. Give me the Eagles O-line. That's nice. That's a nice offensive line. My defensive line, give me the, now I'm going to build that, fuck that. Give me Myles Garrett. Give me Vea Vita. Jordan Davis and TJ Watt. My linebackers, give me Greenlaw. Fuck it, Greenlaw, Patrick Queen, and damn. I'm gonna put Michael Parsons back there. I'm gonna put Micah as linebacker. Fuck it. My corners, give me Ajarius Sneed and Sauce Gardner. And my safeties, give me CJ Gardner Johnson and and Talia Hufanga. Or Chalua Hufanga.
The what?
The dude from the 49ers.
Don't you start, bitch. So, yeah, that's why I was thinking. Long term, let me go with NBA because look at the Mavs. He was like, what, 30-something, 40-something when he bought him?
I ain't gonna hold you. Man, if I build an NBA team, what, starting 12? Shit, give me Steph. Well, yeah, facts. Give me Steph, Cy Gilly, Shai. I'm moving to shooting guard. Give me Shai, Gilly Alexander. Give me LeBron. Give me fuck it, give me Giannis, give me Jokic. And then to back up them, give me Dame Dollar. Give me what would dude be? Give me Jaylen Brown, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, and fuck it, Victor Wembanyama. When Biambi. And shit, my 12th man, fuck it, give me Anthony Edwards. Ant-Man. He gonna get some playing time. Come on, big dog, check that shit. I check it with you. You ain't got to.
We slowly getting into it. You alright?
I'm fine, Mike. I'm alright, Mike.
That man wouldn't be in your starting five. That's a hard thing. Like, if you had to pick five people to start, like,
yeah, I name my top five right now. Stephen Curry. No, fuck that. I'm gonna take Shy. I'm really gonna put a shooting guard in it. All right, give me. Fuck, we gonna play this shit realistically. Give me. Fuck that. Yeah. Give me Stephen Curry, Anthony Edwards, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Nikola Jokic. That's my starting five. My backup would be Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, damn, I forgot dude name already. Fuck, bro.
AD?
Alright, he in my starting five.
What's the position you looking for? Center?
My forward.
LeBron?
No, he in my starting five. Should give me Damian Lillard, Devin Booker.
Jason Tatum?
I'll put JT there. Then give me Carl Anthony Towns and Victor Wembanyama. That'd be realistically, because that'd be how much money I'd have in reality. I want to own a car. Shit, we could do like cross country racing type shit. Like, type shit.
You kind of Fast and Furious. You gotta drive 900 miles just to get back home for you to go to work. Like, huh?
I'm making millions of dollars, bro. When I come back home? Until I win. Win.
You win. Well, if you go there and you lose your money, huh? Well, how you gonna win? Broke.
You feel me? Had a gas can in the back seat. While you're driving, if you're on E, open that bitch up, dump the gas in that motherfucker, get the cruising.
Where you going to?
Cross country, I don't fucking know.
You ain't got no money. What are you about to do? You
we better... racing, motherfucker.
You can't race with no money.
We racing for the money, nigga.
A $4,000 raise, you getting $2,000.
Who the fuck racing across country for? Nigga, no. Motherfuckers race across country for $1 million. Damn near. That's like a quarter. That's like $1 million or a half a million.
Across country?
It's like cross country.
Bro, this ain't Forza. This ain't Six Laps. This ain't GTA map where you gotta make a turn here, make a turn here. You driving all of San Andreas for one lap. Well, you have to switch drivers in between races. Take a nap.
And you're supposed to do switch drivers.
Huh?
Yeah. Have your nigga in the passenger seat.
What y'all do about the 1, 2, 3 switch? You just jump and switch. Hopefully y'all don't hit each other because y'all fuck banging y'all. Y'all flipping.
No, that's why he held the steering wheel. You move. You feel me?
That's gay.
How?
Because he over here like this, right? So you say I got to go over the top of him?
No, you not go that way. You go around him.
So then he go in front of me. Hey.
He's getting over. You be in the back.
What back?
Your back seat, motherfucker, where the gas tank is. Be back there boring the gas.
You don't know. What if I trip and throw all the gas? Like, fuck.
You got my girl. Pull the fuck over and run.
Nah, you're about to get hit. You're about to be in the middle of the street.
Y'all might as well pull the fuck over. Y'all gonna get hit.
You gonna be down there. Think about it. He alive? You about it.
Oh, he dead.
I'm like, oh, he dead.
Oh, he dead.
I don't know. That'd be some scary shit. I don't think I could do that. I'm like, drive it. I'm like, I'm pulling over.
What position would you play if you could go to the NFL?
Any position in the NFL. Realistically, give me a backup lineman, offense or defense.
I'll take that. A backup? Give me the motherfucking left outside linebacker, motherfucker. I'm on every nigga that come out that motherfucking 7-gap, nigga. I'm on their ass, nigga. On their motherfucking ass, nigga. Built the ass, nigga. Built the ass, nigga. Built the ass, nigga. Motherfucker, pick their ass up, nigga. Put their ass no more. Some women ass on the motherfucking ground, nigga. Mika Maka Muka, nigga.
What do you mean, man? What do you mean, man? Diddy party?
What the diddy party?
I'm out.
He said no BYOD.
Mm-hmm. I ain't bringing shit. I ain't even bringing myself.
I ain't bringing shit.
I'm absent. I'm out of town that day. All week.
I'm just out of town.
Coming back.
I'm just out of town for the time of the party.
Hell no, I'm not coming
back. You said what time it was? 3 to 7? Oh, I'm out of town from 3 to 7.
Yeah, huh? Until 9 o'clock, he knock on your door, be like, what's that on your lip? He's like, don't worry about it. Huh? I'm leaving again. He be like, no, you're not. You tell me.
Welcome to the death, bitch.
I'm like, oh, sorry, we're moving out of town.
Around the world. Hold on, I want to save the... Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. Every now and then. Turn around. Get that echo on, cause you know I can't sing. Someone.
Hey yo, I like it with mayo.
Whoa, cheese.
Cheesy potatoes.
Hey yo.
Do you like mayo?
I like mayo. I like mayo.
Oh my God!
I like mayo. I like mayo. It was all a dream. I used to read more than my magazines.
I used to read.
I can't see because my eyes are blurry. Oh, I just rhymed. I could be a rapper.
Yeah, eyes are blurry.
No.
Oh, okay. Like, huh?
I put both of the headphones in so now I can hear it. I'm about to budger. Gotta try not to cuss, brother. Gotta try to keep it family friendly, brother. Gotta try to keep the cussing out. Gotta try to stop saying nigga, alright? I gotta stop saying nigga.
Just gonna say huh?
Huh? Gotta stop saying nigga.
The other day I thought I was gonna die.
Won't believe it though. ain't gonna say close to, but ahead of us. Said it the other day. I was like, he's listening to the songs. It was like thick niggas and anime titties. Listen. Because he came up, he was like, I was going to play this, and it said the name, and I said, huh? When he said it, I looked at him like, I'm opening a box, got it open, and he was like, look, I was going to play this song, and it says, Thick Thing is the Anime Titties. I'm reading the name of the song, and I'm just like, it caught me off guard. I said, the system I got in my room.
Oh, that's Brittany listening to music.
There's 212s in there. There's a fucking 3500 watt and a 2000 watt amp. So I got 5500 speakers.
Walking fast, top this guy's at a mom now.
I think she need checked on. She like, you might die when you go up there.
She gonna be, I love you, my motherfucker.
She gonna start stabbing you.
She really listening to that, bruh. Nigga, bro. She ain't know nothing about this rapper till he got killed, right, bro? Listen, I knew about these niggas ever since I was in damn near middle school. I was probably 8th grade, freshman. I knew about these niggas. They've been beefing. It's the rapper Julio Fulio, the Jacksonville rapper, ain't got killed.
Yeah.
But the shit, but she just not listen. But she listened to both of the niggas. I said, you can't do that. You're breaking code. Now my fucking headphones, they're gonna hear this on a fucking podcast. They're gonna think we're having a fucking party in the back. They're gonna think all the fuck we do after fucking work Tuesday, well, fucking Wednesday morning, and we fucking drink, fucking man, smoke weed, and fucking party.
Huh? Huh? What, are we a 2-star college football? We the freshmen.
I'm a 99 overall, though.
I don't think two
with the glitch, two without the glitch. The only reason I got to a 99 so fast in my linebacker because I went to Middle Tennessee.
My, I'm 3-4-0 with my Gators. My dynasty.
Motherfucker, I done won 18 championships. 18 national championships. Motherfucker, I done won 4 with one player, 4 with one player, 4 with one player, 4 with the other player, and like 2 with the other player.
That's a lot.
15-minute quarters? Heisman belt the ass on niggas.
Oh, no, no.
Podcast up there bumping. Why the fuck was I not invited to the fucking non diddy party, huh?
Oh, whoa.
Non diddy party. But they can hear this shit on the pod. I know they're probably like, what the fuck? Imagine if this was glass and I was just like,
bro, I thought it was. That's what I'm like, huh? You can smack it on the thing. Man, that's a hole in the bottom of it.
Cheers, big dog.
There's no way, big dog.
Oi, mate. To all the motherfucking mates out there, huh? I drank liquor, mate. Stick to the alcohol. Don't be switching shit up, mate. That shit. Shit just don't sit right on, mate. I tell you that. Drunk some shit the other day, mate. We're fucking 99 Blackberry. Oh. If this shit's not that fucking sweet, mate. Oh.
Listen, I tried some vanilla Coke. Or not vanilla Coke.
Vanilla Crown, mate?
Yes. With some fucking Dr. Pepper.
You drank fucking Dr. Pepper?
First time I tried it with liquor.
Mike. So you tell me, you drank fucking Dr. Pepper? No.
I did for like the first time in years.
That shit tastes like fucking the flat soda.
No.
Dr. Pepper, nice, mate. I ain't gonna lie, it's alright. It's alright. I'd rather have root beer.
See, root beer is like, I don't know, root beer kind of tastes like, not tastes like, but you know how Coke goes down? It's like it sits on your stomach.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that feeling. That's the same feeling I get when I get like Dr. Pepper.
Pepsi.
Not Dr. Pepper, but root beer. Pepsi, too. Maybe it's just dark pop.
Sweet soda. It's that shit with the real cane sugar in it. Real sugar in it.
I mean, Dr. Pepper, that's good. It don't give me that feeling, but. No, it was the first time I tried it with alcohol.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but alright. I don't like no. What do you fucking know about the Australian mate, son?
My mate, he's Australian.
I got an Australian mate, too.
Yeah, he's an Aussie.
I got an Australian mate. You won't believe it or something. I got four Zap friends, huh?
What?
One's American, huh? No, two's American, right? One's Canadian, mate. One's Australian. Ha. Ha ha.
I know one Leroy. I know a couple of things. They're all American.
Oh, I know, mate. Wait, listen, right, though, right? This Australian, mate. Zach, I know, right, mate? Mm-hmm. Australian, mate. Last name's Ash, mate. Played a game with him. Motherfucker is a nice Call of Duty player. I thought all he could do was play Call of Duty, mate. I was fucking wrong, lad. That's motherfucker. This
motherfucker can play 2K, Madden, mate. This motherfucker have all the games. So what are you doing on United States server, huh? He said, these motherfuckers over here can't fuck with me. He said, I be fighting kangaroos for a living. I thought he was playing. I looked him up, lad, right? Looked him up on Instagram. This motherfucker really got a zoo of kangaroos. Real shit.
He has a zoo of kangaroos.
In Sydney, Australia, mate. This nigga got a zoo of what 16 kangaroos. 3 alligators.
You got a zoo, you got a fucking swamp.
2 ostriches. 1 elephant. And 1 giraffe. I tell you what, mate. This motherfucker.
You got an African safari.
This man built a goddamn pond for his goddamn alligators to have a fucking wedding. Oh, hey, mate. What the fuck they need to get married for, huh? A fucking alligator. A fucking crocky, huh? Oh, what the fuck you trying to do?
Alligators and crocodiles are different.
Hey, let's fight 2 of them, What the fuck you trying to do? Fight and breed them?
Fight you need. That'd be dope.
A croc gator?
That'd be dope.
That motherfucker be meaner than a goddamn alligator, mate.
That'd be fire. I would want to be one of them.
I don't want to get one of them, mate. No, those motherfuckers don't bite you. I'm on fire, mate.
Would you have a long thing or a short thing?
They're both long, mate. Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, but one has like a bigger, wide...
A longer nose.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We can have a short nose or a long nose.
I don't know. It all depends how they fuck, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How you fuck? So if the short nose is on top, you get a short nose. If the long nose is on top, you get a long nose.
I don't know, though. I don't fucking know, right, y'all.
What if they add them up and divide it?
And then multiply it?
Why you... No.
And it's subtracted.
Huh? Too much fucking work. No, you divide it.
What the fuck are you dividing, mate?
The number you get when you add the 2 up.
What are you talking about, animals, yeah?
Yeah, so
you're not talking about fucking numbers.
You measure the nose. What the
fuck? Is your nose called number 1?
No, so you measure, right? If it's 14 inches, right? And the other one's 16, that makes 30, right? Divide that by 3, so his nose would be 10 inches long. That's what I mean by dividing.
Who the fuck measuring croc snouts,
yeah,
mate?
Putting bars
together. Why the fuck is a croc snout 16 inches, mate? Why? These motherfuckers.
You might be 8 foot alligator.
Dude, these motherfuckers eat human, mate. These motherfuckers eat real life poi and poeta, mate. These motherfuckers, mate, the prey and predator, mate, they just viciously attack them now, like, fucking grab them, mate, or fucking just rip the fucking leg off there, mate. You know what I mean? But the prey and predator, mate, it just don't, it just rips them apart, mate.
So what's wrong with a 10-inch nose then?
What the fuck is he going to eat, lad? Fuck is he going to eat, mate?
What do you mean he going to eat?
A 12-inch snout, mate? Really, it's just my foot, bro. What the fuck is he going to eat? He going to eat little shit. The nigga not going to grow, bro.
I don't know. You figure it out. I don't fucking... Eat fucking seaweed. I don't know.
Grass. Bro, my foot is a 12, gang. So you tell me an alligator gonna have that long of a snout. What the fuck is bro about to do with that bitch? For hour. You gonna kick the motherfucker.
Fine, what if he has a 10-inch wide?
You know, the motherfucker freakish. The motherfucker came from an incest family.
Nah.
Hey, yeah, hey, guys. Wanna go fishing? Wanna go fishing? Hey, nigga.
You better not. The
motherfucker got underbite.
You gonna be at home? Go home.
Wanna go fishing?
That
just whistled?
I was at a gas station up in Michigan, right? And I was at a Speedway, right? She goes, you got a speedy cart? My dumb ass do, right? I'm like, no. And she goes, oh, okay. I'm like, wait, yeah, I do. I put on my number. She goes, oh, you did, right? I said, I'm sorry. I'm from Steubenville. Right? And she goes, you mean Ohio? I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot I was in a whole different state, bro.
They probably like, this motherfucker over here doing the
dance. That wasn't a guy. I needed a drink, right? So I stopped in this little one. Little BP, right?
Out of beep?
Oh, yes, it is a beep, right? That's it. I walk in, right? There's one door. I seen it had, like, chips, right? It's a little store. I'm like, can I open it? I said, oh, I must have to go around. Went around, opened the door, bro. There was, like, his counter with his chip glass, right? There's a walkway. There was a little fridge here, two fridges here, and a desk. I said, huh? I said, how much for the cans of pop? He was like, $1. I said, okay. And gave him 4 quarters.
What do you give me quarters?
Why? It was shiny.
Why do you give me quarters?
Because I didn't have.
I don't give a fuck. I wasn't making the 20. I don't care.
And I wasn't using
quarters. I don't give a fuck. Your American bastards are so cheap. Give me 4 quarters.
You sell your pop cheap. Can of soda,
$1, huh? $2. $2.
He turned me down.
He said, ooh, American.
He's kind of rude. Little bastard. Anything he had, like a... Yeah, I mean...
A booga booga booga, nigga.
Tell me why I walked past SpongeBob the other day, right? I'm like, oh wait, that's not him. It was when I was leaving yesterday. I was walking with Joe. I said, alright, I'm leaving now.
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Mermaid Man?
No, SpongeBob. Do a SpongeBob laugh. AK.
Calm down. You better not smack your ass with this fucking chair. You better fucking not. You better fucking not.
What how he did it to himself. He put his arm through him, his leg behind his head, was like. You know that. Wait, why am I tapping?
He put his arm like a figure four and couldn't get out. This is crazy. Why he shoot them and ain't shoot himself? Instead of hanging myself, I shoot myself. Bitch just ran off. He said, Bun-a-nut. I bet you he played that before he killed him.
Maggie was like, well, like WWE?
He probably played that shit and kicked in their door. They hear,
Bun-a-nut. He probably lost.
They hear, boom! He's just like, wow! I don't know, funny though, because he rated out, rated ass nigga.
Yeah, brain damage.
CTE? You gonna blame CTE on roids?
I mean.
He said a bun-a-nut.
No, I mean, not on roids, but I mean, I'm gonna blame WWE.
Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. I blame. It's all about the game. And how you play it?
Why are you blaming him?
Because he was always fucking with him.
Yeah, but.
He always dumped him on his head.
I mean, everybody dumped him on his head. Kurt Angle.
Because Kurt Angle always dumped everybody on his fucking head.
That's what I mean. He got a thing.
He got dumped on his head.
It was an accident, right? He should have got help.
Rey Mysterio killed a motherfucker.
Accident. He didn't know he was dead.
That's true, but that shit.
See, I think there's box moves everywhere. Like, every match you're gonna have a box move. I mean, look at Jeff Hardy how many moves he boxed and became in drunk. Like, you can kill yourself or your opponent,
a motherfucker jumping off of ladders, 30 feet, jump off the stands and put niggas through tables and shit. Like, Jeff Hardy really sacrificed his life. Spike Dudley, bro. I don't see how Spike Dudley ain't, never had no injury or nothing. Like
him. Fuck him, Mankind. We got threw off a Hell in a Cell.
That and that old lady that the Dudley boys kept fucking with.
Oh, yeah, I forget her name. She was, 90. I think she dead now.
Mainly dead nigga.
Vince still alive.
Barely. You seen him?
Yeah, you got Dudley still alive. Undertaker still alive.
Yeah, all them ones, but you got look, all the
Stone Cold still alive.
Hulk Hogan, yeah, alright. So you got Road Warrior, all them. You got Ultimate Warrior dead. Macho Man dead. Andre Giant dead.
Yeah, exactly. It was because he was fucking 9 foot tall. Fucking tall bitch.
Vasara dead.
Ooh.
Vasara.
Versace?
Vasara.
Oh, the dude with the... Yeah. Motherfucker was fat. No wonder. Stay off the fucking Big Macs. I mean, fucking heart attack. No wonder he had a heart attack. God damn. Chattanooga Garcia eats McDonald's every day and have a heart attack. You eating there fucking eating 6 sandwiches, fat bastard. Fucking share. I mean, what else? He was fat, bro. Quit eating so much. Y'all don't need that much food, bro.
I don't know, there's a lot of wrestlers that died.
They don't need that much food. You don't need two double quarter pounders. Bitch, eat one. I thought you did that at me. I don't know what I'm saying. there. I thought it was
right. That bitch out the window, I'd have been pissed.
Got spitter shit on it. He's got bottles in there. Oh, oh.
They flat, they empty, damn near. It sound like we just like making a commotion down here.
Listen to this, right? Get the hotel, right? Start walking upstairs, right? She has my monitor in her hand, right?
Just drop it.
She go through the door, the right side of it, cracks it off the fucking inside door. Like off the, hey, bro, I'm sitting there. I'm like,
did it crack?
No. I'm just thinking in my head, please do not shatter the inside screen. Like, because the digitizer was fucked up, bro. Like, I've been so pissed. Not digitizer, but like, you know how like,
yeah.
The screen ain't broke, but the inside is. And I'm just like, bro, please don't be broke. It wasn't.
I thought I was about to... You was running into the wall?
Nah.
That's dirt.
But Carl Sanders didn't fix that shit yet? What are you doing? Sending that ass back to KFC.
Tell me why, you feel me? I walked out here with old cuz, right? Convert him up here. He said, I don't think it's breaking. Mind you, right? I go up there. Water. It ain't enough to build up, you feel me, to like overflow the pipe, you feel me, where it's coming out the seal. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, it ain't leaking. It ain't leaking. Whatever you did, boy, it must have fixed it. He said, you should come work for us. Swear to God, that's what he said, bro. You should come work for us because we haven't got enough for you. So he got me doing all this work. Mind you, right? As soon as Nia left, Brittany took a shower. She get the dripping. I'm hearing something. I'm playing a game. Hear something dripping. I'm like, huh? Open the door. Got a water fountain. I said, wow. Brody didn't even fix it. It's the seal in the inside of the motherfucking PVC pipe. There's a seal in there that's fucked up. So, it is what it is. I probably eat some cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah, I don't feel like going nowhere. You know I drive. Eyes can't go nowhere. I'll be in that bitch beating to some music, driving like...
That's why you play music off.
I can't drive with no music.
That's how I feel.
Unless like, we having like a serious or like...
Are we still recording?
Like,
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless, like, we having an interesting, like, conversation or something, like, I can't play music. But, like, if I'm driving, I can't drive silent. Because, like, just the road, like, the noise and, like, all that shit, that shit bugs me.
That's how I am, yeah. I gotta have music playing. Gotta be, like, music I like. But I can't listen to shit I don't like.
Something pull me up a double shot of whiskey. Because you know me and Jack Dale got a history.
I like Outlap or Outcast better. Outskirts. Outskirts and Dirt Cheek.
I like Morgan Wallen and Post Malone.
I like Post Malone, Taylor Swift.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen,
Taylor Swift.
Morgan Wallen,
Taylor Swift.
Boy! Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. He said, I forget.
Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston and Post Malone. Married couple. Imagine her and Pete Davidson. Miley Cyrus and Pete Davidson. Didn't they date already? Miss you. And now I'm gone.
Just called I have some help.
Taste some help.
My phone died. It's only on 4%. How did it die? But I'm right.
Come on, two. I was just on three.
All right, fuck it. Oh, no.
We can see about Hank Hill, though.
Fuck it. We got an hour and 15 minutes, and we did our time. We'll see y'all, folks, on the next episode. We'll catch y'all back on next week episode, because we don't got nothing to do. We was gonna go to the game on the 31st, but I don't know what to do. These tickets are expensive.
And they're about to blow them out by 62.
Blow them out by 62. What? And they going home a few. Huh? Home.
The
girl. Few. What? What?
What?
What?
Okay. What?
All right, folks. I can turn next episode. Yeah, I do all that now. You know what you're doing now. You know what you doing, Mike.
Poor big one. That's what I'm saying.
Whoop.
What are we doing?
You're dead.